Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisate. Children's Day is being celebrated across the state today, marking the birth anniversary of India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru. Fondly called Chacha Nehru, he is remembered for his deep affection for children and his belief in the transformative power of education. The day observed as Bal Diwas underscores the importance of nurturing young minds and promoting child welfare and education. Schools across the state organized various cultural programs and activities to celebrate the occasion. Extending his greetings, Chief Minister Nipurio wished every child joy, growth and limitless opportunities. In a message, he said, "Children are the hope of tomorrow, brimming with curiosity, imagination and potential, and expressed hope that they continue to dream boldly, learn freely and grow into their fullest selves." Marking the occasion, Akashvani Kohima is broadcasting a special live program featuring performances by school children from 8:40 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. on FM Tregopan. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Sekhawat will inaugurate the 13th edition of the International Tourism Mart ITM for the Northeastern region in Gangtok today. Chief Minister of Host State Sikkim Prem Singh Tamang, Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu and the tourism ministers of northeastern states will also attend the program. The International Tourism Mart is an annual flagship event of the Ministry of Tourism designed to showcase the tourism potential of the northeastern region to both domestic and international audiences. Women Resource Development and Horticulture Minister Salhutunyo Kruse yesterday inaugurated the Midland Community Hall cum Car Parking Facility at Midland, Kohima. The project was implemented through the Kohima Smart City Development Limited, KSCDL, under the Smart City Mission of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. Speaking at the inaugural program, Minister Kruse said the facility reflects the government's commitment to improving quality of life and fostering community spirit. She expressed hope that the facility will serve as a place for people to come together, celebrate and strengthen the spirit of community. She thanked the landowners, KCDL and all contributors, expressing hope that the hall will become a hub for community activities, promoting unity and collaboration. An amount of 2.91 crore rupees was sanctioned for the project, which includes civil works, site development, electrification, water supply and sanitary fittings, and a rainwater reservoir. The first ever Nagaland Cooperative Conclave 2025 will be held from November 18 to 20 in Kohima under the theme Cooperatives, a Catalyst for Economic Transformation. Organized in conjunction with the International Year of Cooperatives 2025, the conclave aims to engage and empower cooperative societies and stakeholders across the state. We have a report.
The 3-day event of the Nagaland Cooperative Conclave will feature exhibitions and sales showcasing a variety of local products including fruits and vegetables, pulses, weaving and handicrafts, processed food and traditional pottery. The conclave will also host seminars, panel discussions and business-to-business sessions to promote knowledge sharing, networking and collaboration among cooperative societies, entrepreneurs and policy makers. Supported by NABARD and in partnership with the Nagaland State Rural Livelihood Mission, with the IPR and Akashvani Kohima as media partners, the event underscores the vital role of cooperatives in driving economic growth and sustainable livelihood in Nagaland. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Chief Minister Nipurio and Rajya Sabha MPS Pangnong Konyak have extended warm greetings to the Sumi community on the occasion of Ahuna. In his message, Chief Minister Rio expressed hope that the festival of Thanksgiving would remind everyone to express gratitude for the harvest, renew the spirit of unity and strengthen the bonds of togetherness. He wished all peace, prosperity and harmony. Extending her greetings, MP Pangnong Konyak said that Ahuna is a reminder of the deep bond people share with the land and with one another. She added that the festival is a time to renew the spirit of gratitude, harmony, and hope for the days ahead, wishing that the season brings peace and blessings to all. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.